Obviously, huge developments in Washington. We could be reaching a deal, some sort of a detente, I think, is the least that we could say at this point, Nick. But, I mean, I want to just talk. We just had Chairman Hensarling on, all right? He was careful about how he phrased things, but pretty clear that he was optimistic. But in terms of this latest poll that's come out, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, Republicans have taken a serious serious hit. Preferred outcome for the next election now? Republican-controlled Congress, 39%. Democrat-controlled Congress, 47%.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is right now. I mean, the minute after a deal is signed, that's going to change. We saw this in 1996, where it wasn't clear that the Republicans, who were widely blamed for the shutdown then, did pretty well in 1996. So I don't think that matters. And I think what people are going to remember is that it was ultimately the Republicans, and even somebody like Ted Cruz, who is incredibly unpopular now, probably the single least popular politician in America among the people
something.
Who know
What's
him.
What's his rating, 1%?
I mean, it could be in negative numbers here. but, you know, they are the ones who forced these issues about spending and debt limit in a way, or rather Ted Cruz did, and he forced the Republicans to go along with that in a way that I think is going to be genuinely beneficial down the road, because we weren't talking about this in these terms and we needed to be.
All right, so you see this in a positive light, Michael Medved. Let me just follow up, though. The poll did sort of go in the direction of asking the question that Nick's raising by talking about the Republican leadership. 27% of people surveyed say congressional Republicans have demonstrated strong leadership during this entire debacle. 70% say they have put their political agenda ahead of what is good for this country. Is that something right, you can really turn around?
Wait, sure, because people have short memories, and that's a great blessing here. Look, I think the general reaction of the American people, and I think this poll shows that, is it's a plague on all your houses. I am embarrassed by my government. I'm embarrassed by the Republican leadership. I'm very much embarrassed by President Obama's leadership, that he says he will not even negotiate. He won't even talk about some of these issues on the table. This government shutdown was unnecessary. The debt ceiling crisis was unnecessary. I'm glad that's going to be averted. And I give a lot of credit to Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan, who put a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, which seems to have helped to move us forward. And that's what we need to be concentrating on. If the Republicans are going to turn this around, and I think we are and we can, it's going to be based upon positive incremental change, not the fantasy that basically by taking an inflexible stand, we're ever going to win a complete, total, sweeping victory.
Nick, what about this issue, though? Paul Ryan didn't mention Obamacare in that op-ed.
That's right, yeah.
Jeb Hensarling didn't really want to talk about Obamacare right now. It seems to me that Republicans know they really messed up on making that the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a real strategic question there of saying, you know, they should have let Obamacare launch the way it did, and this, you know, it's like a sign of a guy trying to fly flapping wings or something. You go down the chute and then you go right down into the water. I mean, it's a total disaster. It would have been great to have let that go on its own. But by the same token, if we come out of this where the president of the United States, who, you know, in his latest budget is talking about spending basically $3.8 trillion compared to $3.5 trillion from the House Republicans, and he has to admit, yeah, we really do have to rein in entitlement spending over the long haul and things like that.
The president has admitted that. He's been open to an increase in retirement age. He's been open to a lot of things.
But he hasn't really done anything other than talk about a chain CPI in his own budget window and things like that. That is where the Republicans will be able to say at the end of the day, if they do this, and I'm not convinced that they are, and this is why I like the wacko bird coalitions, because they're the only ones, you know, the Justin Amashes, the Rand Pauls, the Ted Cruzes, the Mike Lee.
The wacko bird coalitions,
yeah, which is what McCain calls them. But they're the ones who are saying we have to stop spending the way we have been, and we have to do it now on entitlements. And I think the Republicans, if they actually follow that through, they will win, because entitlement reform, very popular among people.